Hi, this is Satri Pensak with My Best Bets in the Visual Arts for this week. The new exhibition at the Petaluma Arts Center is called Cosmic Terrain. This unique street art style exhibition includes the work of four artists. Featured in the Art Center galleries are collaborations and individual work by Mario Mars One, Damon Sewell, and Oliver Vernon. And on the south wall of the Phoenix Theater in Petaluma is a freshly completed large-scale mural by Ricky Watts. What unites these artists is their early beginnings and influences from graffiti and street art. While maintaining their personal philosophies and the in-the-moment freshness of a more covert practice, their art has evolved into a remarkable and refined style. I had the opportunity to chat with Scott Hess, who is the curator for the exhibition.
The show is about a new type of perception, a new type of community that supports that perception. I think these artists are, the way they process information, it's kind of a cross between abstract expressionism and surrealism, kind of, I think. Mm-hmm. And the way they gather information from lots of sources and weave it together, take it apart, and put it back together in new rhythms, telling new stories, and with a new dynamic. It's just a powerful new art, I think. It is, all of these artists started with graffiti and street art, but they're far beyond that now. They paint large canvases, mm-hmm. and so it's about a new culture and a new art, mm-hmm. and a new way of perceiving.
What can visitors expect to see in the gallery when they get here? Paintings, sculptures, what?
They can see both. They're going to see large, beautiful large canvases, some of which are collaborations. The mm-hmm. biggest ones are collaborations, which is another aspect of what this show is about, actually. Uh-huh. The way these artists collaborate with each other in creating particular paintings is unusual. It's didn't happen in my generation very much. They really paint together, but they're all spectacular artists on their own also. So we've got both in here in mm-hmm. this show. So see, basically the blockbuster aspect is these huge canvases, collaborative works.
Right. And there's a project that's off-site also that's part of the show?
Yeah, and then over at the Phoenix Theater, a few blocks from here, the other part of the show is a local artist, Ricky Watts, painting a humongous south-facing wall on the Phoenix Theater. It's beautiful. It's gotten a lot of attention so far.
Great, yeah. So, and is it completed yet, or is it still in progress?
It's just about completed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost. It's got another day on it, and then a clear coat.
You were talking about how these artists are collaborative. So you selected them because of their relationships to each other? Or, you know, why these?
I selected them because I first connected with Mars, something I saw, Mario Martinez. It's a mural I saw on Haight Street in Laguna in San Francisco. I photographed and run into a lot of street art. So this was a spectacular mural. I can show it to you on here when we're done. But it was just incredible, detailed, rhythmic, colorful, complex, multifaceted mural. You know, I thought, whoa, this is incredible. So I called him Mars up. And when I met him at his studio and asked him if he wanted to do a show, and he turns out he's related to all of these other artists who collaborate, the Further Collective.
Uh-huh.
So I got a package deal there. And they said they were all up for doing it.
Great, and they're mostly San Francisco artists, or they come from different areas?
Yeah, Damon and Mars are from San Francisco, and Oliver now lives in Grass Valley also, but he's lived in a lot in New York and different places.
Ricky Watts
is another collaborative guy, a leader of collaborations, not quite as intensely integrated as this, but big painting projects involving mm-hmm. a lot of painters. But in this case, he's doing a solo work on the wall of the Phoenix. It's a big interlocking wave pattern, beautiful colors and vibrant forms.
And that's going to stay up?
That's going to stay up.
For the duration.
For as long, for
our lifetime.
I don't know what'll happen, but
how murals go.
Yeah.
So what makes this show unique for you? I mean, you were obviously really excited about putting this show together as the curator.
Yeah, I like this culture of these people, actually, these younger people. The collaborative aspect, when I started to put things together or try to put it together, I could feel lots of people come in to support from the wings that I wasn't expecting, you know, a lot of community support for these artists. Because these artists are saying something that's electric to a lot of people.
So, and why do you think this show is important, especially for the Petaluma area?
Because it represents a huge number of people around here. It's a lot of, you'll see when this opening happens, you'll see who comes out of the woodwork. And there's an existing community out here who, this is their art.
And the title, the Cosmic Terrain, seems to indicate both kind of landscape, but kind of internal, external, outer space. It's an interesting title.
Yeah, it connects Earth and the wider cosmos, sort of, doesn't it? Yeah.
And the word deconstruction was coming
up
I was
Well, you can see that in the paintings, huh?
When things kind of get deconstructed and reconstructed in new ways.
Yeah. It's the opposing forces that create that, that are inherent, seem to be inherent in the dynamics of the world, you know, catalytic, explosive effects sometimes. And that comes out in this too. Because it's a time when a lot of our paradigms are just falling apart. I mean, just the fossil fuel aspect. It's like a total dead-end street, and we're totally creating more of it every year. So people obviously know subconsciously, we need to, like, take this thing apart and put it back together in some other view.
See how it goes back together in a different way.
I think that's people are feeling that, I think.
A reception for the artists will take place on Saturday, April 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m. The exhibition in the gallery continues through June 2nd. The mural on the Phoenix Theater, which is located on Washington Street in Petaluma, will be there indefinitely. For more information, check their website, PetalumaArtCenter.org. For more in-depth art reviews and commentary, please visit my website, SatriPensack.com. Thanks for visiting the Sonoma Arts website.